This one is all the way in the red. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Going out here with some a forthcoming reissue. Rotting Telepathies. This was recorded live in 1982. I think it came out in the early 90s on a cassette, and now it's getting waxed by Black Edition. I have it almost all the way down. This still sounds pretty loud. It's live in the studio. Okay, that's interesting. It's getting reissued on Black Editions, and the band is Nanjo Asahito, he's playing bass. He is the guy from High Rise and Mainliner and all those kind of bands. And then the main guy is Katatani Michio, who is kind of less well-known than these other guys. We've played a bunch of stuff by him before, but Rotting Telepathies is his kind of thing. But he also made the amazing, was it Taco? What's that? I'm totally blanking on what that album is called, which I don't think has been... I don't think Black Editions has reissued it, which they really should. There's a PSF. That's all in Japanese. Anyway, that record's amazing. But anyway, this is cool stuff. Pretty unheard. So that's what we're going out with. But then before this, we heard a long thing by this group, Sleep Paralysis, from Idaho or Iowa. You decide. I'm 99% sure it's Idaho. Actually, maybe it is Iowa. It's one of those two states, but it's the people from the band Why Bother, and they have this project. Sleep Paralysis is coming out this month on Feel It. It's called a Visitor soundtrack. We heard a track called The Pulse of Transmutation, but apparently that's not going to be on the actual vinyl album, and it's only maybe with the download, so I don't know, because it's three, like, 16-minute tracks, so they can't all get on there. So anyway, that's what we got. Bucci's coming up next. And I guess that's about it. See you next week. We'll be right back.
Last time, on Bucci.
I am in pain.
Wipe that smile off your face and pull that bass out of your mouth, because we are in hell. If I know human beings, they are waiting for one massive friend to come along that we can all circle around. Kind of like at a pig roast. Someone who can hang out with Bucci.
Smooth Booch.
And also hang out with that guy Zachary.
You told me to call you about my artwork. It's got a lot of facets to it.
This is one of the things I don't want a friend for.
Yeah, I like in a friend not to be a backstabber.
You want a backstabber?
No, I don't want a backstabber.
Okay, so you
I've
want...
I've had too many in the past.
Loyalty.
They're going to stab me. I want it in
you.
The front.
You want a friend who does the same drugs as you.
Yep.
So you want to be like the, what is it, Juliana Hatfield?
A good friend always has snacks.
He's going to have a knife in one hand and a snack in the other.
Like a bandolier of, like, chips.
So Charles was in charge of what?
Our days and nights and wrongs and rights. I think that's a great thing to have in a close friend. It really makes things a lot simpler.
Sometimes it's just that there isn't a restroom available. And so I've been scolded, you know? I have been scolded.
Let's go to pepperoni heaven. Slice time.
Brendan's time.
What, yeah, what's your
topic?
Name again?
I'm sorry, I was in the shower.
You think a friend should always have access to wool blankets?
Yeah, I think a giant military wool blanket.
Do you want to discuss how our comptroller is failing the town?
Well, our comptroller is somewhat competent, but...
Just gotta always be smiling.
Smiling.
Because smiles are contagious.
Yes.
It's like a dipstick. It's an indicator. They should take up no more than 60% of the conversation.
And that's the Leopold Davenport way. They're not like, oh, capitalism, oh.
I don't like good eye contact. Sometimes I get a little overly conscious of how much eye contact I'm making.
Yes.
So I'm trying to, like, glance away, look at their eyes, glance away, look
yeah.
at their eyes.
I don't want our massive friend to be a radio host because I don't need any competition.
No. They don't want to do radio.
And now, this week... on Bucci.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez, the skin just came off this guy's arm.
Let's go see the Rolling Stones.
No, I don't think so. I think you should just rest. So loud. Let's see. Load file. Open email. Get disinvited to birthday party. Sell. Love costume and done. Ready to do the show. Actually, I'm not.
This window is open again. Condo creeps.
Looking in the window, trying to find out what I'm watching. Everything's very buzzy in the headphones today. Okay. What's up? It's Bucci.
Bucci.
Oh my gosh. So good.
So good.
Yes. Yes. So do.
All right, ready, Bucci? Ready. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice can of condensed milk here. I've been condensing this milk all week, I tell you. So I boil it. First, I buy regular milk, full fat, and then I boil it, reducing it down, making it thicker and thicker, and then I add that mixture, which is kind of like a curdy kind of mixture at this point, and I add it to my pressure cooker, which I usually use when making like fish sauce. I make my own fish sauce. And my rotisserie chicken drink.
Ah.
I tell you, I make that noise, but others don't when I'm on my chicken drink.
Bucci.
No.
Adage.
So anyway, I put the milk in my pressure cooker. And kind of just watch that for a couple of weeks, letting off steam every once in a while, adding salt as a preservative. And I come back in a couple of months, and the flavors are stronger and more dense than sliced bread. The most strongest thing since sliced bread. But this milk is like Jupiter's atmosphere. It's so condensed. That's why I call it that, actually. In fact, if you're ever hanging out with me, which God forbid, but if you are, I say, hey, go get me Jupiter's atmosphere. That means I want you to pull a can of condensed milk from my larder. That has caused confusion in the past, I do admit it. And I have lost friendships because of it. Ugh. So anyway, nice to be here. That's all I have to say about that. Today I kind of want to get right into it. People, especially my recent wife, people love when I kind of ramble on at the top of the show, free associating like so much I can't think of a jazz player. Wayne Shorter. Anyway, they love it, is the point. But today, I want to get right into it. So the topic today was going to be Peekaboochie, Peekaboochie. Where it would be, I put my hands over your eyes and you have to guess who it is. But then I realized I have to rethink that because of, you know, the obvious reason. My hands smell like condensed milk. That is to say, terrible. So nobody wants that. So Peekaboochie's going to have to be shelved until I've got cleaner hands or I'm wearing gloves. So, what I want to do is something I've been working on for a couple of years now. I invented this game, and I've been pitching it around LA, Louisiana, for a while now, but there hasn't been much interest in it. I get into the room, you know, but there's no one in it. I for sure thought that was a Bucci adage. Some sort of machine going on. I think that's next door. And the last person I spoke to said, oh yeah, it is interesting, but I wonder how it works on the radio. And I said, well, I'll show you how it works in the radio. I'm going to do it right now. Make sure you tune in Tuesday, 6 to 7. And so the game is called Sitting Pretty.
Sitting Pretty.
See, I got a drop and everything. We're all ready to go. So what it is sort of, it's like a little bit of a little crazy take on a competitive eating game. But not the kind that you're thinking of. And I am talking to you, with the thought bubble above your head, and you're thinking of someone eating 100 potato chips. Now I love those games, babe, but you know, and people know that I'm in this. I've been in the competitive eating realm for a while since my first communion, I think, where the priest accidentally gave me 300 wafers instead of one. You ever eat 300 bodies of Christ's? Tell you, he hurts. So it's not that. I think this milk's getting more condensed. So, in Sitting Pretty...
Sitting Pretty.
The contestants are given food, an assortment of foods. Varies with every round of this game. So, a meatball sub, ribs, sloppy joes, slippery janes. just kidding there.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-buche.
Nailed it. So, messy is the thing. Messy, messy foodstuffs. And the contestant has to eat that thing without getting any of it on them. Now, I hear people saying, Bucci, that's easy. I'll just be really careful. I'll just lean forward, eat with both my hands. You know, pinkies up style of eating. Well, first, that's great, but you didn't let me finish my thought. There is more to it. People need to let me talk. The contestant has to eat all this food while simultaneously being spun around in a gyroscope, the kind that they usually use to test astronauts. And so, okay, so picture that. You're eating a big meatball sub and you're being gyrated around and you're trying not to get it all over your clothes. But that's not all. The participant is dressed in white, all white. I have these white paper clothing that I have left over from my wedding. And so when you're eating, even the smallest stain will show on these clothes. And so when you get out of the gyroscope, we can examine that. And there to see for any, is there a little marinara there? What's that? A whole, you know, a whole rib or whatever. And to be sure that there aren't any, not even a minuscule speck of corn or what have you. I have a box of flies. Let me go get it. It's right here. And it is then released. And if a fly lands on you, that means, of course, that there's something on you, some crumb of food on you. And if there is, the contestant's out, because there's no fooling flies at all. And the person who eats the sloppiest food in the most intense environment wins. And what they win is the right to recommend Bucci to their most connected friend, including the podcast, which is going to need mouth-to-mouth if more people don't just subscribe to it, seriously. And if there is food, well, we'll see how much and judge on a sliding scale. If you're covered in it, that means you definitely lose, and then we go up from there. The more stains, the more you lose. And the loser has to recommend Bucci to their least connected friend. And that is Sitting Pretty.
Sitting Pretty.
So, I have the flies. So mad sounding. And I have a wheel right here that can spin. It has a list of all foods on it. So I'm going to spin. What do we got? Watermelon, powdered donuts. That's tough to eat. Seafood boil. Ever eat a seafood boil upside down without getting it any on yourself? People in the chat at WFMU.org are saying yes. But, you know, there is no entry fee to be on the chat, which I've been trying to change. So there's all sorts of lying going on there. And I have I borrowed Mona's gyroscope. She sleeps in it, I guess. And so when you call up, you're going to get in it. And we're going to spin you around. And if, you know, you're eating these finger-licking foods, you know, while trying not to get it on your white papery clothes. And if you lick your fingers, by the way, that's fine. You can have all the food you want on your face, your fingers, anything but your clothes. So that's what we're doing today. Sitting pretty.
Sitting pretty.
I'm already getting tired of hearing that. So, if you think you can eat as clean as possible and be as pretty as possible, call up. You think you can do it, babe? I don't believe you. It's Cool Keith.
You're lying. He's lying. And she's lying. My man over there, he's lying. You know what? You're building up a bunch of lies. Straight lies. You got mad guns, I don't believe you. You got 11 cars, I don't believe you. You got the block scared, I don't believe you. Use a bug thug, I don't believe you. You doing jail time, I don't believe you. You got the newest Benz, I don't believe you. You got the girls ready, I don't believe you. You moving big weight, I don't believe you. You cooking steel pots, I don't believe you. You going on Soul Train, I don't believe you. You cash your royalties, I don't believe you. You did a video, I don't believe you. You smacking everybody, I don't believe you. You closing all deals, I don't believe you. You say you manage people, I don't believe you. You's a movie star, I don't believe you. You work with Warner Brothers, I don't believe you. You down with Jamie Foxx, I don't believe you. You's a drug lord, I don't believe you. You pay your mortgage, I don't believe you. You dating fine chicks, I don't believe you. You travel solo kid, I don't believe you. You smacking anybody, I don't believe you. You got your own label, I don't believe you. You say you never lease, I don't believe you. You say your record's hot, I don't believe you. You working hard, lady, I don't believe you. You like the clock work, I don't believe you. You at your brother's house, I don't believe you. You tour with Babyface, I don't believe you. You mix on Eve boards, I don't believe you. You talk to Aaron Hall, I don't believe you. You play for the Charlotte Hornets, I don't believe you. You buying a Rolls Royce, I don't believe you. You got signing power, I don't believe you. You making hit records, I don't believe you. You say Shaq's your cousin, I don't believe you. You selling Knicks tickets, I don't believe you. You giving after parties, I don't believe you. You at the Super Bowl, I don't believe you. You bought a mansion, I don't believe you. You think you hype rapping, I don't believe you. You say you are the man, I don't believe you. Your mother thinks she's fly, I don't believe you. You say your pops is cool, I don't believe you. You got your honor diamond, I don't believe you. You got your kids a gift, I don't believe you. You moving out to Cali, I don't believe you. You say you doing jacks, I don't believe you. You making millions, kid, I don't believe you. You say you selling furniture, I don't believe you. You work construction, I don't believe you.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Sitting pretty.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
You say Shaq's your cousin. I don't believe you. You selling Knicks tickets. I don't believe you. You giving after parties. I don't believe you. You at the Super Bowl. I don't believe you. You bought a mansion. I don't believe you. You think you hype rapping. I don't believe you. You say you are the man. I don't believe you. Your mother thinks she's fly. I don't believe you. You say your pops is cool. I don't believe you. You got your honor diamond. I don't believe you. You got your kids a gift. I don't believe you. You moving out to Cali. I don't believe you. You say you doing jacks. I don't believe you. You making millions, kid. I don't believe you. You say you selling furniture. I don't believe you. You work construction. I don't believe you. You got your hair done. I don't believe you. You mess with Lauryn Hill. I don't believe you. You dance with James Brown. I don't believe you. You own a Dodge truck. I don't believe you. You work at 7-Eleven.
Hey, we're back. Bucci's back, playing the game, sitting pretty. Where you have to eat the sloppiest food without getting any of it on you, while simultaneously being thrown around in a gyroscope. Easier said than done, right? Oh my goodness. Call it Bucci.
Hello?
Oh my God. Hello, who's this?
Hi,
who's this?
It's Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you want to try to play this game, Sitting Pretty?
Yes.
Sitting Pretty.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
That's me.
That's you. Okay, that's why you're calling. Great. All right, so first, if you don't mind, I have these white paper clothes that I'd like you to get into. They're right at your feet there. If you could just get into those.
Okay.
Okay, great. And now I need you to get into this gyroscope here. It's just your standard.
What's a gyroscope?
It is a
sandwich?
It's kind of, no, it's not a sandwich. It is a kind of a, well, let me describe it. It's sort of a ball that you get in and you're latched into and it spins you around and around in a circle, basically.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's what astronauts use to make sure when they go up there, they can spin around and around in a
circle. Oh, my God, I've always wanted to go on one.
Well, here you go. So you're going to go in one, and what we're going to do is we have this assortment of foods, and we're going to see which one that you're going to eat here. All right. Why don't we try a meat? Why don't we start off really hard with a meatball sandwich? Okay.
Okay. I'm Italian, so it's fine.
Oh, great. So you should be able to eat this thing. How many meatballs sandwiches have you eaten where it's just been the cleanest thing in the world, where you could eat a meatball sandwich and then go see, you could go do a job interview, you know, immediately afterwards? Is that something?
It's been about 87.
It's been 87 what? Years?
Sandwiches.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. 87 sandwiches. All right. So let's get this thing started. Let me do the wheel.
Whee!
Oh, actually, it's, meatball sandwich. Okay. All right. Let's get the gyroscope spinning.
Oh, we were already spinning.
All right.
Yeah.
And all right, so start eating now. Go. Keep going. Oh, we're kicking up a notch. Kicking it up a notch. Keep eating. You're doing great. Right, and just a couple more seconds.
Help.
And let's go.
in the wheelhouse?
All right. Now, it's the time for to make sure that you don't have any food on you. We're going to release the flies here.
Release the flies.
The flies? No, not the flies.
All right, stand still and let these flies land on you. If there's any food, any marinara or a big meatball on you, they're going to find it immediately.
I'm a clean eater. I'm a clean eater.
All right. Well, we'll find out. Oh,
it's actually not that bad.
It's not bad at all. And you know what?
No.
Congratulations. You're sitting pretty.
Not a bit of food on you. Rebecca, you did a great job. First right out of the gate. You did great. What was your strategy?
You know, just living in the moment, live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, just being grateful sometimes, for the moment, living in it.
Sometimes when you live, laugh, love, especially that middle one, a big meatball falls out of your mouth. So you did a good job by laughing with your mouth closed.
That's true. Thank you.
Smizing with your eyes there. All right. Thanks. Great job. You win. Make sure you recommend Bucci to someone who's really, really popular. Your most popular friends. Okay. Goodbye. All right. So that's the game. There are any questions, I'm going to hand you something to eat. You're going to spin around. The flies will be released. And we will see what we will see. 201-209-9368. It couldn't be simpler. I'm getting a text from my wife that says it could be simpler. You could not do it at all. That would be simple. So I have all sorts of foods here. I have your standards, your ribs, chicken wings, a really dry and crumbly muffin. Some dry ramen. You ever try to eat dry ramen, like a dry ramen sandwich with dry ramen in the middle? So you have to unhinge your jaw to crunch down on the whole thing. And what happens? What happens? It's all over the place. Try running for senator with that all over your tie. Hey, it's Ramen Crumbs. Ramen Crumbs McGillicuddy. Let's not vote for him. That guy wants an open border, and he has ramen all over him. Scumbags. 201-209-9368. We don't have any contestants. I can play this game, but I have been working on this game for some time, and I'm pretty good at it. But if you must, let's see. I'll play it just to show you that anybody can play it. See what we get. Oh, look at that. Ratatouille the movie. I think that's a mistake. Caller Yagabuchi. I don't even know. You can't eat a movie.
Hello.
Jesus. Hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you?
Pretty crappy today.
Oh, no. So, Franco, are you a messy eater? Do you, when you eat, do you kick back you're trying to get a suntan and you just let everything spill all over the garbage bag that you tie around your neck?
Yeah. I'm pretty bad.
You're pretty bad, yeah. Okay. So I don't have high hopes about this, but do you understand the game? Do you want to try the game?
I do, and I'm kind of apprehensive.
Pretty. Okay. Well,
I've had a bad experiences with amusement park rides and food.
So this is but you know what? There were no stakes in that thing. You're just like, I'm having a good time. I bet the stakes will let you raise your game.
I took a nausea pill, by the way.
Oh, that's good.
Just before
that's good. Everybody take a nausea pill, right now. Okay. All right. You ready to go? Let's see. We're gonna run the wheel. This wheel is too long, Franco. It's just going on and on. Okay, a series of increasingly juicy blueberries. So we have a cup here. All right, so full with, it's going to start not so juicy and get more and more juicy as it goes along. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Starting up the gyroscope. All right, keep eating.
Okay. Wow.
There you go. All right, we're taking it up a notch. Taking it up a notch. All right, keep eating, man. Man, you're doing great. You're doing great. Oh, slowing down, slowing down. All right, great. Slow down. You can relax, Franco.
I lose. I already threw up.
Yeah, it's not looking good. All right.
Release.
It doesn't look
flies.
Good. No, it doesn't. Okay,
all right. No, don't move. The flies have to land on you, Franco. Let's see.
It's all over me.
Yeah, they're all over you. Look at that. They're just lapping up. It's fly heaven. Too. They're eating the blueberries. They're going to have no more blueberries. Okay, let's see how it did. Yeah, see?
You're not sitting pretty. There's food all over you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Franco. You were right to be concerned because that was not very impressive.
I'd like to get off this thing now.
Okay. All right,
Frank. I shouldn't have called in.
No, you really humiliated yourself there. Not to.
I know. But I'm going to give you a little pro tip.
Oh, Jesus. Yep.
You need a dipping sauce with communion wafers as one Catholic.
Right.
Do the other.
Right. That's true. I didn't even get a dipping sauce. I was like, give me some blue cheese, Father. And he's like, no, you're just going to have 300 of these damn things. Whoops.
I like spicy mustard.
On your communion wafer? All right, I got to go. Franco, nice job, but also very bad. Very poor job. Goodbye. I lost two callers. Okay. 201-209-9368. We're playing Sitting Pretty, the game.
Sitting Pretty.
Where you have to be as neat as possible while being in a gyroscope. And if you don't know what that is, just duck, duck, go it. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you doing?
Good.
Long time no hear from you.
Yeah.
Have you been away at Army camp?
No, I have. Okay. No, I didn't go to Army camp.
Marine camp.
No, I didn't go to Marine camp.
Okay, so, Hero, let me get this right. You're a kid, right? You're just a kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, kids are naturally messy. I know when I was a kid, I was a mess, emotional mess. But, what is your history with eating messy foods? Are you always getting it over and your father's like, and your parents are like, you know, they curse and they go, Hero, it's all over your front. Does that happen a lot?
No.
Okay. Well, then you're going to be great at this job. Let's roll the wheel, eh? Come on, come on.
Right.
All right. It is grapefruit. Grapefruit, no spoon. Okay. So get into the white clothes. Get into your all white clothes, okay? Okay, don't tear the... Oh, man, you're tearing the paper. These paper clothes are very delicate.
Oh, sorry. I thought they were made out of cardstock or something stronger.
No. I wish it was foam core, but it's not. All right, so we are going to start up the gyroscope. Here is your grapefruit. Don't use your spoon. You got to eat it with your face or fingers, okay, buddy?
All right,
here we go. And starting it up. We're at a slow speed right now. Keep eating. You need to eat. Don't pretend not to eat. All right, taking it up. Keep going. All right. Yep. Okay, last level. Alright. And all right, you ready? Keep eating. Hey. Okay, that's enough.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right, let's go. Let's try it. Don't move. I'm going to release the flies.
Release the flies.
All right, don't move. They're landing on you like you are some sort of saint, but I don't see anyone eating. Oh, there's a big one. Don't move, don't move. All right, good flies, get back into your box. Oh, that was really good. Okay, let's see how you did. Oh.
You're not sitting pretty. There's food all over you.
Yeah, I can see it from here. There's a big, it's almost like you took the grapefruit and smeared it all over your front. Was that what you were doing? You're supposed to eat the grapefruit
there, son.
Well,
there was one piece that did squirt a bunch of juice out.
Yeah. So I'm afraid you lose, and you're going to have to recommend this show to your teacher, and maybe at a show and tell, you can recommend
all
the
right.
show. This is what I have in this... on this hard drive. Okay, see ya, hero. Good to hear from you. Caller, you got
boots. Not all pretty. There's food all over you. Yeah, I can see it from here.
Caller, you got boots. You're on the radio. Hey, who's this?
This is Styles.
What's your name?
Styles.
Styles?
Styles.
Oh, hi. All right.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. So, do you, what is your history? Are you a neat eater? Are you kind of like a very fancy person, or are you more like, are you Oscar or the other one in The Odd Couple? I can't
think of your name. I'm pretty nasty.
I
should probably eat over a garbage can, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, and you've never, yes or no, you've eaten in a gyroscope, yes? You've eaten
A couple times, yeah.
Okay, good. So maybe you're gonna be really good at this. All right, let's spin the wheel.
All right.
Okay, it's bread, slice of bread, but it's dusted in Dorito dust.
Okay.
So we're gonna see how that works. It's notoriously hard to eat those. Okay, don't move. Put on your white clothes there.
Okay.
Don't rip the pants.
That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's get this started. And.
All right.
Whoa. All right, keep eating. Let's eat. You got a whole loaf of bread to get through. Yeah, there we go. All right. Taking it up a notch.
All right.
All right. Keep going.
So hard.
You're almost there. All right, now we're slowing it down. All right. Great. Good job. Okay. Now, let's see how good you did. Now, to my eye... my nude eye, I can not see any Dorito dust on the front of your shirt, pants, or back, but let's release the flies.
Release the flies.
All right, don't move. Let those flies circle. Let the flies do their work.
Okay. Oh, God.
There's that big one again.
There's one on my nose.
Yeah, I know. All right, go back in the flies, boys and ladies. Get back in there. All right, let's see how it goes. Whoa.
Congratulations. You're sitting pretty.
I think it's been all...
Let's go!
I think it's all the eating that you've done in gyroscopes before there. I think you've...
I think you gamed the system.
I
think it paid off.
It did pay off.
Worth its weight in Dorito dust.
That's right, and that's like 15 pounds at least.
Yeah,
so,
all right. A lot of dust.
All you have to do is recommend, if you know Jimmy Fallon, maybe just recommend the show to Jimmy Fallon.
Sure. Yeah, for okay. sure. Okay. I'll write him in.
Write him a big letter. Goodbye. Caller, you got Shabooch.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How are you?
Good.
So, Henry, what is your eating history? Now, don't tell me everything you've ever eaten in your life, But just, are you a messy eater, or you seem like a kind of a princely kind of cat, very pampered and kind of like a Princess and the Pea type person where you're very finicky and you don't like anything out of place or anything on your food, your suits that you wear. Is that true?
Well, I'm not really messy, but right. I'm not like really organized either.
Okay. Well, you don't need to be organized to eat cleanly. So, do you want to play the game? Sitting pretty?
Sitting pretty. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, get into the clothes, please. I'm going to have to get more paper clothes after this. I thought I could reuse these things. All right, and let's start up the gyroscope, okay? We're going to... Well, actually, I have to pick the song first. And pick the food. Not the song, the food. Can't make mistakes. Ooh, this is going to be tough. Nature's Valley Granola Bar. Do you know what that is? Oh. Have you ever had a Nature's Valley granola bar, an NVGB?
I'm not really sure.
It's a very crumbly granola bar, and it's right in front of your hands. And it's this is an extra large one, so this is about as long as a Charleston chew, or two Charleston chews. All right, get in the. Are you in the gyroscope? Make sure you fasten your leg clamps because I don't want you falling out of this thing.
Okay. Okay.
All right, don't move. Okay, the gyroscope is starting up there. Get to eating. Eat that Nature's Valley right now.
Nom, 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 nom.
That's so loud.
Nom, 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 nom.
Taking it up. Taking it up. Taking it up. Keep going. Keep going. Third gear. Third gear. All right, and we're going to stop pretty soon. All right, and stop. Great job, Henry. But you know what? I say great job, but let's see what the flies say.
Release the flies.
All right, don't move. Wow, these flies love you, Henry. You're not, a friend? Are you, like, the lord of the flies? All right.
Oh, Bucci, one flew up my nose.
Okay, well, that's fine. It can land on your face, just as long as it doesn't land on you, your clothes. All right, let's analyze it. Wow, another
Congratulations.
Winner.
You're sitting pretty.
You're sitting pretty. I would have bet... $100 that you would have lost. In fact, I did, and I've just lost $100. So that's my gambling addiction, though, Henry. That's not your fault. Okay, I'll see you later. Goodbye. Full board. Everyone wants to come eat. Everyone wants to play Sitting Pretty. Sitting Pretty,
sitting
lady. Talk.
Pretty.
Hello, who's this? Jesus. Hello, who's this?
Amazing. Daniel B. from Chicago.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm making a frozen burrito. You know, the expiration date on these is 2028. I mean, Jesus.
Wow. I mean, so you're saying that's a bad thing or a good thing?
Well, you just wonder, like, what are you actually putting in your body, right? I mean,
right.
2 years of in the freezer is a long time to chill out, right?
Yeah, I got a pork loin in my freezer that's been there since the Bush 2.
Wow.
Yeah. So, all right. So you a messy eater there, Daniel, or are you a clean
eater? You know,
I'm
pretty dainty. I put on some white gloves.
Okay.
And put a bib on,
right.
You know, a little cloth.
So, yes, and I mean, you have experience eating in a rattly or, you know, kind of environment, right?
I mean, roller coaster.
Roller coaster or a bumpy
or
car.
Bungee jumping. I had a ham sandwich on a bungee jump.
Well, ham sandwich is one of the most cleanest foods there is. It's very contained, so that absolutely doesn't count. All right, get in the, I almost cursed, gyroscope.
Okay.
All right, and while you snap yourself in, and put on the clothes also. Put on those white clothes.
The clothes?
Yeah, the white paper clothes.
Oh!
All right. Okay, a burrata, a ball of burrata. Do you know what a burrata is?
A burrata.
Yeah, it's kind of like a ball of mozzarella if it was like pregnant with cottage cheese and then it was a premature delivery. Like it's kind of a mess is what I'm saying.
Sounds delicious.
Okay, it is delicious. Very delicious. Okay there, Daniel. So eat that thing like an apple and let's start up the game.
Oh, well, that's
pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Just eat. Ah. Don't no peanut gallery conversation. All right, we're starting it up.
No.
All right, going to medium.
Great.
Great. Just keep going. This is a pretty big burrata ball, by the way. So,
oh, man. It's like a sizeless softball.
Yep. Just keep eating. Now, be careful. Be careful. I can see it's starting to drip. Catch it with your hands or open your mouth very heavy. All right, we're slowing down. We're slowing down. We're slowing down. We're slowing down. All right.
God.
You make weird sounds when you eat, but I don't judge. All right, let's go.
Release the flies.
All right, don't move.
Oh, jeez, there's a lot of flies.
Well, yeah, I know. I should be. I bought them. I mean, pet store.
You got like a reptile in your house you feed the flies to?
Yeah, I got an Anole. I got a family of Anoles, and they're starving because I stole all their flies. Okay, get back in the thing, boys and ladies.
All right,
they handed me a piece of paper that says the results.
You are not sitting pretty. There's food all over you.
There's food all over you there, Daniel. You absolutely blew it. But only by a little bit. I can see there's only a little bit of burrata right on the collar there. So it might have just fallen out of your mouth when you were complaining. Yeah. Okay?
I guess.
Yeah, good job. Now just make sure you recommend this show to someone who is totally inconsequential.
Sounds great.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I say bye. Caller Yugabuchi.
Oh, Mr. Booch.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Double G.
Oh, hey, Double G. How are you? So, what are you, a sloppy eater? Or I have to stop saying sloppy. Are you a neat eater, a tidy eater, or are you more of a Tasmanian devil type?
I don't wear my shirt when I'm eating just for respect of my laundry.
Right. So that sounds like it's a mess where you're eating chicken wings. But, you know, you eat it, you want to keep your prison shirt clean.
I've been out. I don't wear that shirt no more.
You wear that shirt. You've gotten used to it. You've been institutionalized.
It's the only shirt that fits me.
You've been institutionalized, but just the shirt.
Yeah, because, you know what, it's made in USA, 100% cotton.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Okay, so get into this 100% paper outfit here.
Do I have to wear the shirt part? Because that's not comfortable.
You got to wear the whole thing, man. I mean, that's a big part. All right,
okay.
All right, we're doing the wheel here. Oh, it is pho or pho.
Oh, I love pho.
Yeah, I love pho, too. So it's a big, deep bowl of it, so it's going to be tough because this thing is going to be flying all over the place. So you got to make sure. My recommendation is to put one arm across half of it and then just slowly slurp it up at the other end.
But Gucci, that's steaming hot.
Oh, actually, that's not true because then you'll get it on your sleeve. I don't know. You might be out of luck here. But that's nevertheless, let's start the game.
Sitting.
Okay. I'm okay.
All right, we're starting up. And taking it up a notch. Stop coughing. Be careful.
I can see the foe.
The noodles are getting all over the place.
Yeah, the beef is
There's more
everywhere.
Noodles in your hair than there is in that bowl. All right, slowing it down. Slowing it down. Slowing it down.
Poochie, I'm drowning. Poochie, I'm drowning.
Okay.
And fuck.
All right, stop talking and release the flies,
release
boys.
The flies.
All right. All right. You know what? We don't even have to do that long. I could
you
tell it. We don't need.
Crazy.
I don't need a
There's
fly to do that.
You.
Yeah, I don't need a fly. I could tell. There's more pho on you than there was in the bowl, which is sort of a mystery, actually.
Poochie, these flies taste disgusting.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's not true. I think I fill them all with honey. My anoles don't complain. Well, actually, they do. They say, where did all our flies go? We're dying. Okay, goodbye, Double G. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, Zach Romano. I love you, too.
Oh, hey. Hey, Zachary. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm hungry. I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. You're hungry? You brought your appetite?
Brought two appetites.
Okay, well, that's great. You can have all the appetites in the world, but, you know, maybe a big appetite is a downside because you're so hungry, you wolf it down like so many wolves.
Oh, I'm a savory eater. You know, like Double G, I eat shirtless, but I got a hairy chest.
So you're okay. That's interesting.
Bucci.
It's not a Bucci
adage.
All right, so let's start the prize wheel.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, here we go. It is a really dry and crumbly muffin. So it's a very crumbly muffin. It looks like it's a apple cinnamon muffin.
I'll tell you that apple cinnamon, that's my favorite.
Yeah, well, great. So just restrain
yourself.
Did you bake these? No. This is from Dunkin' Donuts.
Is this
Donuts.
From a union? This is from the union bakery? Or?
No, this is from Dunkin' Donuts. You think I'm made of dry and
crumbly? Yeah, you have
muffins?
A huge production budget, don't you?
Well, I spent a lot of money on this dry gyroscope. Mona wanted a lot of money. All right, so get into the gyroscope and put on those paper clothes first.
Okay. Oh, these feel nice.
Good, good. You can
is
take
this
them.
Like 110 pounds?
You can take them with you when you leave. And
really?
All right. Yeah. Really.
What are you doing with the leftover gowns?
All right. I've started up the gyroscope already. There, Zach. You gotta eat.
Well, this is great.
Right?
Duncan knows how to do it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Now, be careful. I'm seeing a couple, it's getting very precarious. There's a big,
I'll brush them off. It's fine.
On the corner of your mouth.
Yeah, it's dry and crumbly. It's cool. It's cool, man.
It is.
I got it.
All right. And slowing it down.
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh. Release the flies.
I don't know how they got out with the door open. Don't move.
Those are giant flies,
yeah. All right.
Oh.
All right. All right, boys. Back in the box.
Congratulations, you're sitting pretty.
You won.
See?
Cannot.
I'm beautiful, Bucci.
That really worked. Okay. Well, make sure you recommend the show to...
Hey, if you start using real voice actors for your AI drops, I think we can do that.
Indiana, it's not voice actor. It's not AI drops. My friends just happen to sound like AI. That's it. It's their burden. AI has caught up to my friends. AI was like, it stole my friend's voice. My friend Julia, she talks like this.
Sitting. That's pretty.
All right. All right, Zach, good job. I love it. Damn, I cannot say, I have to stop saying I love you to callers. Caller Yugabuchi. Man, these paper clothes are ruined. Caller Yugabuchi.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was so worth it. The wait was so worth it. I heard my name. You said my name earlier, and it was Oscar.
No.
Oscar, and I was like, okay, I'm calling him so you know who it is.
Yes, I do.
Right?
All right, Oscar, you got to calm down. I mean,
okay, yes.
So,
and right before I strap into the gyroscope,
yes.
I'm going to do it, but right before, hold on. No. Mom, I'm on the phone with Fuji.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm in the gyroscope now, and I'm going to be good and pay attention
all right,
and
just
be
pay
still
attention.
With the flies.
All right. We're going to. I have to roll the thing.
Yeah. What did I get?
All right. Hold on.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, it's interesting. It's an upside down cowbell with a croissant jammed in it.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is going to be interesting.
Very interesting, right? I don't know why it has to be in a cowbell, but.
Yeah,
Christopher
Walken wants more cowbell, so let's do it. Let's do it.
I don't believe it's propaganda. All right, are you ready?
Bop, bop.
Okay, bop, 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 bop.
I can't wait to get to this guy.
gyroscope. You're making noise. You gotta eat the croissant there.
Okay, I thought it was Pac-Man.
This is a huge mistake. All right, we're getting heavy.
So keep going?
Yeah, keep eating.
Okay,
you're not done yet. What's that cowbell? All right, and we are done.
Oh, okay. Right, and I'm so still.
Don't move.
I'm
Release
still.
The flies.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, don't be happy about the flies. Don't be too, this isn't erotic in any way. All right. All right, here we go. Back in the jar. Good
Congratulations.
Job.
Congratulations. You're sitting pretty.
Wow, that's the first time anyone's called me pretty or beautiful. Thank
well, I'm
you so
not,
much.
I'm not calling you pretty. I'm calling you sat pretty, but that doesn't mean... Wait, before I start, like, this doesn't mean you're pretty, folks. If you're calling up trying to be pretty, this is... talk to Micah.
Yeah, no, I got you now with this. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was... I misunderstood.
Yes,
but now
did.
I got it.
You
now
sure
I got
did.
It. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
All right, goodbye. My God. Caller Yabuchi.
Hi, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right,
I'm ready.
We're going to get right into it, right?
Yeah.
No, the music is after the thing.
All right.
And... Oh, it's the category of structural failures. So this is a pizza with really heavy toppings. We got sausage or sausage and all sorts of heavy vegetables. All right? So are you ready?
All right,
get in
delicious.
The I have to stop cursing. Gyroscope and put on the again, don't curse. Put paper clothes and we're going to play Sitting Pretty.
Pretty.
All right.
Mama. Good job, man. Good job. Keep it up. Well, all right. I don't know. I can see that pizza drooping low. It's as drooping low as a weeping willow. Start it up. And all right. Pine to a stop. All right.
Ooh, all right.
Good job.
Release.
Thank you.
The flies.
Stop moving.
Okay.
All right. All right, back in the jar. Nope.
You're not sitting pretty. There's food all over you.
I can see it, you know, you got that, there's no, I'm surprised anything got in your mouth there.
Ah, well.
That's the end of the I'm sorry, man.
Right.
Congratulations for trying. I appreciate the try.
All right.
All right, goodbye. I don't appreciate the try. Caller Yabuchi. Thank God. All right, last call. Caller Yabuchi. Okay. All right, so maybe if one person calls in real fast, we can do it, but probably not. I am going to put myself in the gyroscope as we start. If there's anyone out there who wants to be a DJ, come in. All right, coming up, we have... Ben is going to be filling in for Micah. Micah is in his pit push-up competition and has been away for the last 2 weeks. Where do you want to start? CD? Go ahead. All right. So I hope everybody... Actually, you know what? Let me get to this gyroscope real fast. This is easy. Man... I'm eating this dried ramen. It's like I'm eating a dry apple. Yeah, no problem. Keep going. This is so easy. Boring and slowing down.
You're not sitting pretty.
All right, whatever. We're going to call that a win because I feel like this show has really shown that this is a viable game, and I'm going to try to sell it to... I don't know who. Ben. All right. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockin County at 91.9 FM online at all the time. WFMU.org. All right. You're all sitting pretty as far as I'm concerned. Who listens to Bucci?
just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Not so very long ago, you walked away from me, and after all the plans we made, you decided to be free. Loneliness surrounds me without apartment number 9. I keep waiting in this lonely room just in case you change your mind. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in apartment number 9. No, the sun will never shine in apartment number 9.
Hello and welcome. You are listening.